The National Emergency Committee has issued a public advisory that Palau is under the El Nino watch and that there's a 65% likelihood that Palau is experiencing severe drought conditions starting August.
Therefore, how well prepared would you say the country is? Because they went through a very hard drought last year. Are there lessons that have been learned from that that could help this time?
Well, the infrastructures are already there. They have dug new wells. They have water tanks. They have donations from Japan. And unlike last year, they have been meeting regularly the National Emergency Committee, which is the new vice president's responsibility. And I would hope that the Palau Public Utilities Corporation are actually monitoring the dam to make sure that there will be no water shortage like last year.
But based on the forecast at the moment, the amount of rain that is being predicted between August this year and April next year, we're told won't be enough to maintain adequate levels in the two dams regardless. So one of the big issues last year, of course, was leaks in the system. Has anything been done to try and rectify that situation?
Actually, the ongoing Asian Development Bank-funded water improvement project is ongoing. Palau Street is very busy because they're putting in new pipelines which will reduce the leaks, because last year PPUC said that 49% of the water supply were lost, and this infrastructure project is going to remedy that.
So at this stage, I presume the hope is that as and when this drought strikes, the country can get through without the need to turn the water off as they had to do last year.
Last year surprised them because, you know, Japan supplied Palau with rubber containers, and then the schools, public facilities has been equipped with rain catchment tanks, and then PPUC have fleet of water truck, and then there's number of pump system and filling stations that were also purchased. So I will want to believe that with all this, Palau can be better prepared.
What about the role that the people of Palau themselves can play and the corporate sector as well? I'm assuming that the government is very keen to drive home the water conservation message.
Yes, the advisory that they issued is also for the public to start conserving water. And also, I wanted to note that there have been recent solar water pump installation in outlying states like Cayanga State, and also water pumps in Peleliu. So I guess that will also help if there will be a drought-related water shortage.